And one of the things is when men breathe. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah, I want to help you right now. Because, see, men got to breathe. See, the problem with some of us men right now, we walking around under pressure. And we can't catch our breath. And when we walking around under that kind of pressure, I can't be a blessing to my wife, my family, to my children. Because I'm... And if you ever see anybody walking around and can't catch their breath, they... What's that word? Asphyxiating. And this is why we be up under all that pressure and we hollering and wrestling because I can't catch my breath. So we got to learn when men breathe. Because when men can catch their breath, you got some bad folks. Come on, somebody. But if you got a man that can't catch his breath, so you need to be there, amen. We're going to talk about it a little more because there's a whole lot more in that, amen. But I make sure that you be a part of that. And women, if the men ain't a part of that, make sure you encourage them and even pay for them if you have to. Because they're going to come back and you get a chance to exhale. Come on, somebody. You know how you waiting on them to come home? Send them back right. Because you don't want him to come back the same way he left. So when he walk in that door and he right, you can say, shh. Oh, is this going to be good to anybody? Yeah, I'm going to preach it right now. See, I can get a little more down to earth when we sitting by ourselves. Because see, sometimes we don't even understand why we where we are. Because ain't nobody ever taught me how to breathe. Have you ever tried to run and didn't know how to breathe? All right. After you get to a certain point, and it stops your momentum. And pretty soon you just... Some of us don't stop. Because we don't know how to... They used to tell me when I used to run and box, they say, count to 10 and blow. I said, how can I count to 10? He's swinging. You better learn. And I'm inside my mind because I'm trying to keep my air. So I got 1, 2, 3... Get me one good one off. Don't be... Oh, y'all. When you catch them panting like that and you hit them in the gut, they through. They stop the fight. Oh, man, you can't stop like that, Doc. But I got to stop. I can't catch my... Are y'all ready for the word this morning? That was just a sidebar to introduce you to what we will be talking about. But let's deal with what we got at hand this morning. Amen. I want to minister in terms of this morning. You know, one of the things about a pastor, you have to be led by the Spirit. I know we're on our series in dealing with in terms of heaven, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But I understand also the impact. We're coming through a fast. How many of y'all been fasting? Don't raise your hand if you ain't. But it's been an exciting season, amen? And but I'm glad the Lord led us on a fast for such as a time as this, that things hit us. You got to be spiritually conditioned to be able to endure what's coming against you. Let me go ahead and get started before I get started. Amen. So I can go ahead and lay this down because I'm going to show us how to get our victory. See, this ain't no game. See, people think church is just an activity, but church is a lifestyle. And if your life ain't working, it's because of your style. Some of us, our lifestyle ain't working because of the style of life we live in. See, you want to live out there and still want to act like you style. No, that's not happening. That's why your flesh got more control over you, even though you got your Bible. You do all that and still go right to your sin, right to your... I'm going to show you how to get your victory. Father, we do bless you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the grace. Thank you for the Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, we give you office space in this place. You teach us according to the will of God. You instruct us. You correct us. And you deal with us that we would not be able to walk away from you and grieve you according to the wisdom of the way of the Lord. So we say, thy kingdom come, let your will be done in Jesus' name. And we all said amen. And amen. Now listen, stand to your feet and go to Psalms chapter 32. Glory be to God. Go to Psalms chapter 32. I believe this is the title of our message today is Songs of Refreshing. See, there's a time that you got to refresh yourself. Amen. The problem with us, we don't know how to fight. See, we fight, but we don't know how to fight. Have you ever seen anybody out there fighting and they just... And the other person just standing there waiting on them to get finished. He time them. They up in there. Eyes even closed. And they swear they fighting. Now, you got to know how to fight. Amen. When to swing, when to wait. Come on, somebody. Even though we're in the church and we're part of the kingdom, you got to know what's happening in the church. See, there's things that happen. If you don't pay attention to it, it can become a devastation to you because you're still trying to do what the routine said. And you pay, it's like at the house when you're at home and the alarm goes off. Do you ignore the alarm and keep going? No, you go and pay attention to the alarm because it's a warning, an indication that something is out of order. And if you go check the alarm, you can save yourself some hardships and even heartaches. Amen. Psalms 32. The alarm went off. And as a pastor, my job is to make sure that I govern the house. Amen. I got all year to preach what I got to preach. But I got to also be a wise husband, housebend man, that when the alarm go off, I don't go get the kids. I don't go hide. I go to the door. See, when you got a real shepherd, the shepherd going to take care of the sheep. If it's a harlot, he going to run with the sheep or run before the sheep. I ain't going to get hurt. I ain't even letting nobody know. I'm just gone. Come on, church. Don't get mad with me. Are you in Psalm chapter 32? Look at verse 7. When you get there, say amen. Amen. And let's begin reading. Thou art my hiding place, and thou shalt preserve me from the... Thou shalt compass me about with the songs of Selah. Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You may have your seats. Listen, listen. The scripture says that thou art my what? Hiding place. Now, it's not that I'm hiding because I'm scared. I'm hiding because I'm preserving myself. Amen. Because I recognize what done came against me, and I need to preserve myself to be able to cover myself. See, I can't protect myself if I'm not prepared. Come on, somebody. When things come against us, the reason why the enemy is trying to, and let me give you this so you can grow in this and take this. The reason why some of my attacks that came that's up on me now is because my promise is here. Come on, y'all. You got to know the way of the Lord. Everything that's happening ain't because I've done something wrong. Everything that's happening is not because the devil got an advantage. What the devil's trying to do now is move me from what I've been praying for and waiting for. And now here comes the answer. But before the answer comes, here comes the devil. And his assignment is to move me from the place that I've been waiting on the Lord. And if he can move me when the Lord come and can't find me, I miss my opportunity. See, that's why obedience is the key to maturity. I don't care how many Bibles you got. I don't care what degree you walking in, what certificate you say. I don't care how many markers. If it don't wind up and it don't equal to you obeying the Lord, you're still immature. All them are tools used to aid you to obey. But that don't signify you are obeying. Maturity is not how long you've been in the church. It's not how long somebody, how many letters behind your name. It's your ability to allow the Spirit to control you. And when you can't let the Spirit control you, you are immature. That means you live independent of the will of God. I don't even care if you go to church, if you got a position in the church. If you can't obey what the word says and what the Spirit is telling you, you're immature. And now you become a field for the devil to play in. The Bible says, submit yourself unto God and then what? Resist the devil. You can't resist until you... So you're wondering why the devil still got you drinking, smoking, playing, tipping, dipping. It's because I don't submit. And it don't make a difference how many times you come to church. It works if you... Is this all right? Am I helping anybody right here? Come on now. So he becomes my hiding place. Not that I'm afraid, but this is the place where I'm able to control my soul. Have you ever been in a situation where your soul want to act up? And if you don't get your soul to a place where it can hide, it's going to go independent of the rules, the regulations, the pastor. I know you ain't never told me to go to hell. Come on now. You ain't never told me, but you showed me. When you don't do what I said in terms of what thus said the Lord, you just told me and the Lord to. Smile, it's going to get worse. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm here. I told you I'm your spiritual coach. I can't win this game. I can't produce winners if I keep stroking you. You doing good. You're going to be all right. No, you're not. You ain't been to practice in 8 weeks. You ain't scored since you've been playing. You don't, come on, somebody. You're not going to do good. You're not going to be better. It's not going to change. The only hope I got is that you keep coming. But we ain't got no progress yet. The only way I can tell you're producing and you're progressing is when you comply. Say, Pastor. Pastor me. See, because if I don't pastor you, I'm neglecting you. Then I got to sit there and watch you when the devil defeats you. And I got to give an account to God that I didn't instruct you. I didn't whoop you. I didn't confront you. So that must mean you don't love me. If you love me, why didn't you tell me? You let this happen to me, and now I'm sitting there all messed up. And you can't even trust me. Because I haven't proved myself to be trustworthy. You know, I'm not going to mess with the kid because he's a kid, so I'm not. But that's still a kid. That kid going to do what a kid do. I don't care how smart, how many colors he got on. And there's a nature inside of a kid that a kid going to have the mystery of iniquity. They're going to do what kids do, even though he's your kid. He's an angel. She's an angel. But let me tell you, she's a fallen angel. She ain't up that high yet. And if I don't deal with her or him, I don't love him enough. Come on, stay with me. Go to Revelation chapter 5. See, this is, I'm encouraging you to raise your praise. You're going to have to raise your praise. You can't keep praising him and acting like God don't know. God's saying, in order for me to get you through, get you out, get you over, get you in, you're going to have to raise the praise. What do you mean, Pastor? You're going to have to raise the stakes. You're going to have to obey something. You're going to have to comply with something, because this don't work if you don't work it. You make it look like the gospel don't work. Now, if you don't need the Lord, say you don't need him and let life deal with you. But if you're going to sign up, work it. If you're going to sign up, work it. Why come to work if you ain't going to do no work? Why go to school if you ain't going to learn? You can't tell me you came to learn. You ain't got a pencil, a book, and you just got here 20 minutes ago. You couldn't have came to learn. Revelation chapter 5. Come on, stay with me. See, this is why we're in the 21st century. I ain't talking about no revelatory move. I'm talking about the season of the life where the church has to become the church. You can't get away. You know, like in the streets now, there's no more game. You know how it used to be back in the day, everybody playing cards and they down on the corner shooting dice, and you don't even see that no more. There's no more hustling like that no more. Come on. I mean, y'all ain't never did it, but I'm talking about those that did shoot dice. 7-Eleven, what they hit for? Holy God. You know, lock the two fingers and let them roll. See, they don't do that no more. You know, y'all don't know nothing about that, but I'm just saying, they don't do that no more. You know, tunk. Come on, y'all. You know how we used to get together and we all play tunk? Come on. Pity pat. Is anybody in here know? Poker. Just come on now. Big Whiz. Come on now. Georgia skin. How do you get yours? But they don't do that no more. Well, in the church, you can't walk around like you are. And you spiritual. But you don't come to church. You don't. They don't do that no more. You're responsible now for the relationship you have with God and the undevelopment, because not even so much is independent of you. You got children. All right. Yeah. All right. that whatever you show them how God works, it's the way they think he works. Because you're the picture of God to them now. They don't believe because you don't believe. It ain't that they don't believe, because you got to teach a child not to believe, because they got belief in them. They believe whatever you tell them, because you're the big God to them. You're my mom. You're my dad. So whatever you tell them God is, until they get to a place of independence, they take your word for gospel. You're in the most impressionable season of their life. Even if they get older and stray away, they can remember when. Mom took me in. Dad took me in. We were singing the song, Jesus loves me. They remember that even though they out there. When the Holy Ghost deal with them, they remember. Jesus loves me. When I get messed up and the man done left me, he done beat me and I'm sitting in the corner crying. I can't think of nobody else, but all I can remember is Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. So they try to find, do anybody got a Bible? I'm looking for somebody that represents the Bible. And then they come home. Oh, my dad said he got the Bible. My mom said she got the Bible. But she don't use it. She don't go no more. Now I got to sit there. And my only hope I had was my mom and dad mirroring the Bible. And I just found out they don't love him no more. Who gonna help me now? Oh, I know they don't say that to you, but that's in their mind and in their heart. Revelation chapter, are you there? Chapter 5. You say, Pastor, why I'm preaching? I'm preaching because there's so many of us is right at the point of our breakthrough. And if we don't comply with what God's saying, you're going to miss your opportunity. And you got to go back and do another lap. Right. You got to go through another season of. And if I don't put this pressure on you to obey, what's going to happen is you're going to go back into delay. And then you're going to go into denial. And then you're going to go into desertion. I don't even come to church no more. I don't even come no more. This the same God that saved you. The same God that healed you. The same God that kept. When did you lose the revelation that he wasn't God? When I went independent to think what I want, how I feel. That's why walking with God has nothing to do with your feelings. It's got everything with your maturity, the ability to do what you're supposed to do in spite of how you feel. Nobody wants to stay home with all them kids. But brother, these your kids. Who else you think gonna stay in here with them? Well, they just getting on my nerve. They wasn't on your nerve when you was making them. Not why they on your nerve now. You put your nerve in your back pocket and get in that front seat and drive them kids where they gotta go. Because watch this, even though you say it can't be done, you left her in there to do it. Don't you think they get on her nerves too? She got to deal with them and you. Now how many nerves she got? Am I going to help anybody this morning? Yeah. See, if we don't do this, have you ever even thought about what could be the mental mindset of a child that has been abandoned? All right. You say, I ain't never left my kids. Yes, you have. When you fail to do what was required of you to do, I know you're still there, but you abandoned them because you don't do it with them. And then they got to look at you and they sitting up there looking at you trying to figure out, is he crazy or is it leg broke or? What's wrong? He can't move. Why isn't it that he can't take me? They're trying to figure out because in all actuality, you sitting there. It would have been better if you was gone. I could just reason that he don't even know I need to go. But you sitting right there with me. And you refuse to take me. Well, that was an add-on. She said he ain't got no job. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Watch this. Listen, listen, listen. It says, and they sung a what? New song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood. And out of every kindred and every tongue and every people and every nation, that's us. But he says, thou art worthy to be praised. Why is God worthy? See, when you don't show God you are thankful, this is the same God that saved you, redeemed you, put your life back together, restored you, put your leg back next to your hip bone connected to the... This is the same God that hooked you back up, put you back together, and you won't praise him? How trifling is that? I mean, it's the same God when you was broke down. God, if you help me, if you visit me, if you show me, And then God did it out of even though you wasn't even faithful. And he did it, and now you got the audacity to act like he ain't never touched you. He ain't never healed you. He ain't never helped you. See, tithing, this is why the church, see, if we don't understand kingdom living is not a spiritual thing, it's an attitude thing. You got to have an attitude of gratitude. Are you thankful that he did anything? Are you grateful that he's came? Don't you know you could have been dead? He could have left you out there where you was. You could have been still sleeping. That man could still have three women on you. You didn't even have to restore your mind. You could have lost your mind and been sitting up somewhere in the room talking about what up. Don't even know where you at, who your family. But the Lord blessed you. Not only that, then he came back and reestablished you. He brought you a man, brought you a woman that love you. When the devil said you can't be loved no more, you don't even think I'm worthy to be loved. I don't even know if anybody will love me with these four kids. And God came back and brought you somebody that loved you, faithful to you, take care of you, go to work for you and your kids. And you got the audacity. You got the audacity to walk around like you ain't never heard God's name before, like he ain't never touched you before. And then God got to beg you to give you the money that I gave you. What is wrong with us? I'm the God that supplies your need. I gave you the job. I gave you the money. I gave you the increase. I gave you the opportunity. And then I got to ask you to comply with the rules of my giving it to you. And you're wondering why I'm all messed up. You messed up because you messed up when you didn't respect the Lord. For thou art the God that redeemed us, restored us, renewed us, saved us, delivered us, even picked me back up. Oh, God, help me right here. This is the same God. I tell you, if you ever worship the Lord, it ain't you singing. That's a byproduct of worship. Your true worship is you obeying if you never open your mouth. If you respect the Lord, if you never, come on somebody. We got both, it's fantasizing spirituality. In your mind you think you're spiritual, but in your life you live in contrary to the will. Wake up. He said, them that serve the Lord must serve him in spirit and in you. That ain't even the truth because you won't even obey him. Is this all right? See, God said, and watch the mercy of God. The Bible says his mercy is new every morning. I even know you don't do it, God says. And I'm still merciful to you. But how long? How long? So watch this. He said they sang a new song. That word new is neos, and it's not like a song never before, which is kason. But see, the new is when I come into my obedience to God, I come into a newer intimacy with him. That the moment I obey God, I see him in a... You can't love God the same way you loved him when you first met him 20 years ago, because he's been too good to you. You got to love him more than you loved him when you first met him, because you didn't even know him. The reason you love your husband or you don't love him is because you don't come to know them. You know, when you first met him, oh, God, girl, you don't know this. He's the finest thing. He just loved. The angels fell down and left one. And when they left and left one, it was my husband. It was the only one. She is the thing of the apple that God left on the table for the fruit that fell up out the garden. It was for Maya. But now the apple done sat on the table for 5 years. That rotten joker. It ain't the same. He ain't the same. She don't do it. I don't know what's wrong. What happened, lover? When I called you the last time, you were so in love, you couldn't stop calling his name. Now you're asking, who you talking about? Why? Because you don't come to know the person you love. And if they didn't maintain the integrity of their relationship, they're not who you thought they was. See, marriage is, this is what we say when we tell you to get married. You say, and I do. Amen. Say, do you love me? Take me to be your lawful wedded husband. You say, I do. But what you just said, it's going to take you the rest of your life to understand what you did. Because you don't really know that man, that woman like that. So now I did it. Now I'm discovering what I did, and I may have buyer's remorse. I wish I wouldn't have never did that. But now, like all of us, we happy with our mate. I had to get you back in there. It was getting too dull. It was getting too dry. Some of y'all finna look at each other. I was gonna tell you, stay focused. Look right at me. Because you're about ready to tell that joke. That's what it is. I'm through with this. I'm out of here, preacher. Yeah. So I had to bring you back to where I'm at right now. Amen. But based upon what we done discovered, it regulates, do I love him now? Do I love her now? Come on, somebody. Because you know, people treat you a little different after time go by. Oh, y'all acting like y'all go to the other church. But watch this. Go to Exodus chapter 14. See, we got to raise our praise. In order for God to be able to take us to our next level, we got to raise the standard of our living. See, you ain't going to be able to live where you at and think God going to keep blessing you and touching you. You'll never know him in his depth. The Bible says God so loved. He talking about the depth, the height, the width. See, you'll never know him if you never obey him, because you never get into the soul. All you into, God loved me. But that's how you got in. Have he loved you? Have you embraced his diversity of his love since you've been in? You know how some people love you on circumstances. Come on now. I only love you and talk to you based on the circumstance I got. I don't love you while I talk to you about your issue. I only talk to you about mine. I only want you to do what I want you to do. I only want you to serve me. I don't want to do anything for you. Love doesn't mean that to me. What love means to you is how much do you love me? But that's not what real love is. Love is a reciprocal thing. It's a fair exchange. It's a mutual sacrifice. And not just how much I love you. The real question is how much you love me. What you willing to do for me? I check the record, and it's always been I'm doing for you, and you talking about how much you in love. No, that's serving. You don't love me. You want me to serve you. Can I track where you came across that line? Can I track where you got up late at night? Or do you just lay there and call my name? Bring me some. This the wrong hotel, Doc. That's down the street. Now, it ain't even you got to get up and go get it. Come on now. And then, you know, when you really express the love, it's no problem in going and getting it for you. It's just when you keep calling my name. All right, let me get off of that. Let me get off of that. I felt that heat wave. I lost a couple of amens on that one. So I better move right along. Yeah. But God said, in order for you to be intimate with me, you're going to have to raise your praise. Where is your next level of sacrifice? See, the way you're going to overcome the enemy is you got to commit and submit to God. See, the reason why you stay in attack, and watch this, even to this degree, and we won't put it as a thumb that God doing it in this light, but some of your attacks is the Lord releasing the enemy on you. So you can fall in love if you ever will. Because you know the normal person, the average person, they don't really get serious until pressure comes. You've been knowing the Lord all this time, but you ain't served him, you ain't gave nothing. Now when hell hits your house, oh Lord, said Ebo, said to him, I remember the Lord. Well, when did you remember? It's when the devil hit you. Well, why couldn't you remember 3 days before that? It'd have been a much easier transition. Now I don't know if you want my stuff or if you want me. So I got to wait till the storm passes and you get back to normal so that you can show me what you really feel. Or are you just here because you got hit? Yeah, you know, when they get hit, they want to get spiritual. I want to go to church. I want to get right. Well, why didn't you want to get right before this happened? I didn't want to get right then. But now the integrity of your motive is wrong for getting right. But God going to still be merciful, but you will never encounter a loving relationship with a God that walks with you and talks with you, with a God that will be there, a God that even, have you ever had fellowship with God and wasn't no problem? And y'all sitting in the cool of whatever, and he just talking to you. You enjoying the word. The presence of God is up on you. The worship and the spirit of God is so high that you caught up in glory, and there's no issue. I can pray. Yes, I don't have to have a problem to praise God. I praise him because he is God. But you know, there's a time when the devil say, what you over there praising for? I ain't done nothing to you. I'm just getting in practice, devil, in case you do something. And if you do something, I'm going to raise my praise. Hallelujah! I'm just getting in a position where... See, the God want us... And if you can't praise him now, heaven going to be a dread place for you. Because that's all they do up there. Hallelujah. Worship, holy is his name. And you can't even, have you ever been in a situation where you needed to praise, you needed to pray, and you couldn't get a prayer to come up? All right. What that was really telling you, it was an indicator of what your prayer life was prior to this. I hate to come to the problem, and I need to praise, and can't get a praise to come up because I'm not used to praising. I don't even know a song. Well, you're a Christian. You go to church all the time. But I ain't been praising them. That was them in there. I just sat and watched them and tripped off of them. But I never praised them. Now here comes something hit your house. Some trouble hit your mind. And you can't even get a hallelujah. Thank you. You can't even lift your hands without the enemy condemning your heart. Because you're not even familiar with the practice. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. See, you got to get used to the practice. See, if you ain't used to the practice, you won't be able to praise him when something happens. They give you some bad news. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God, I bless you right now. I come against it. You can't even do that. First thing you do, your first resort is, oh, what are we going to do now? I got to start calling the lone people, and I got to call my friends. I got to call. No, your first recourse is, hallelujah. God, I thank you. You're my present help. You're the strength of my life. You're the joy. Before I call anybody, I dial heaven's number. But I got to get used to that. I got to raise my praise. I can't still be the same Christian I was when I first started. You say, how do I know if I'm growing? You tell me if you're growing. All right. Do you pray now? Right. Where's your praise at now? How much you read your Bible now? And then if all that work, if it don't equate to, show me somewhere where you were obeying what you wouldn't obey last week. All right. If it ain't equating to that, then all that was nothing. Because the purpose of your praise and all that is to get you to comply. That's why when storms hit, our soul takes the oversight because my spirit is not strong enough to stand up. So the first one that stands up to represent me is my soul. And it starts doing what it want to do. It runs, shout, holler, you know what I'm saying, go distress. But if I've been doing it in the practice mode, when the activity come, I just kick in. Come on, babies, let's grab hands. We're going to pray. I know what it is. I know what's going on. Let's pray first. Let's ask God. See, I've already been practicing that. But if I ain't been practicing that, oh, we got to call Uncle Willie. Call. Do anybody know anybody that know anybody that do pray? What's the pastor number? I ain't got that number. You know I ain't got that number. I got 911. No, what's the pastor number? What's the deacon number? Do you know any number that's going to talk to God? No, we don't talk to God like that. So I got to call 911 to ask them, do they know God's number? No, I'm humorous, but I'm trying to tell you, if you don't develop this type of response in your daily walk, you will never be able to overcome the all right. It's my girl. If you don't ever be able to overcome the situations that come in your life, if you don't learn how to do this, you'll always be subject to everything that hits you, and you're living off of natural resources. Well, I got enough money to buy my way out. I know enough folk to buy more. No, God going to get you in a situation where your money can't buy. Because I'm trying to get you to the place where you're going to call my name. I'm trying to raise you to a place that it ain't got to be a problem. You come in the name of the Lord. You walk in the room in the name of the Lord. You come on somebody. Some people are going to be bringing their situation to you because they know you come in the name. I'm not looking for an answer. I am the answer. When we start growing up, the things the devil try to pull on us, they don't work no more. But see, the only way I can tell if they're going to work, I got to put it back in front of you. See if you go for it now. I know you've been over there practicing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I want to see now. Did all that come build up to you where you can say no to your flesh? See, if all that singing and dancing didn't give you a no, you got to go back in there. And you're still subject. That's how we keep going back into our sins, because we ain't built up in our inward man. Not built up in the church attendance. Not built up I'm on the usher board. Not built up I got 20 more things to do. But do you got any spiritual strength? See, yeah, you may have knowledge. I know what the text said. I know all. That's all good. That's information. But can you apply it? Do you got enough strength to apply it when necessary? I'm going to find out how spiritual you is. Wait till they tell you no. Is that you out there in the store hollering? Y'all going to give me my stuff. All y'all. All y'all what? That ain't deacon, is it? Because you done lost it. Oh, come on, church. Are you in Exodus chapter 14? Am I helping anybody? See, listen. We're getting to where we got to raise our praise. I mean, I got to raise my standard of my living. I got to now. See, it don't work unless you work it. I can tell who's working it. Either you lying or God lying. No. The Bible said, let God be true and somebody lying. Now, if we do the investigation, we're going to discover who. But somebody up in here lying. See, and what God really brings us to church for is to really teach us and condition us to have victory in our life. Not in buying a car, because you can do that without God. It's victory over yourself. See, a lot of folks got a lot of stuff, but they ain't got victory over themselves. Because yourself tell you what to do. Yourself tell you what you're going to do and what you ain't going to do. And it ain't got nothing to do with what God said. It's my wisdom, my knowledge, or my desire, or my appetite. But I just do what I want to do. It's called independent living. Exodus chapter 14. Is this good? It's good, y'all. It's good. If you believe God's report and if you decide you want to submit to the will of God, this will help your life. Because until you begin to deal with yourself, I don't care what you achieve. You're still a failure. Because you don't have no control over your soul. And in the kingdom, you're still a failure. I ain't saying you're a failure like you ain't got a job, a house, and all that. But what is that? What if a man gain the whole world and lose his... See, the kingdom got to be real to you. This ain't just us doing something. This is a lifestyle, and it's an endeavor. God, can I help you right here? I'm just going to give you this. See, when we got saved, the cross, what the cross did was the cross prepared us for the victory that God gave us.
All right.
See, you couldn't get nothing from God except the cross. Except he died, got on the cross. All that positioned us to be in a place that we can get heaven on earth. But it's the Holy Spirit that comes and gives you the benefit of the cross in your experience of life. See, and if the Spirit is not in control, you can't benefit from the cross, even though you got it. You saved, but you don't have no benefits of your salvation. You're walking around still defeated, still subject. Come on, somebody. Still can't hear from God. Still, you're still out there doing everything you used to do prior to. Because I won't allow the Spirit to run my life. So I'm saved, but I'm still driving. I do what I do. I got this. I do it. And when the Spirit tells you something, you ain't doing it. See, if you don't learn the art of obeying,
all right,
you'll never walk in the Spirit. You'll never see that side of the kingdom living because you're not subject to it. You just got the badge on. But you're not adhering to the rules. You're not subject to the unctions. It don't even apply to you. If you really want to know how, go check your life to how much you are complying with what God, just basic rules. Don't even start off with he telling you something deep. Just are you doing the basics? Coming to church, reading, giving, serving in the body. Just your basics. Don't even talk. He ain't, and you can't be into nothing spiritual if you ain't doing the basics. I mean, that ain't no prophet. No prophecy. Some people want to spirit of the Lord told me. That ain't got nothing. He told everybody that. Don't go all off into that bubblegum stuff. He told everybody that. That was on the board when you started. If you ain't done the basics, you can't be into nothing. Come on, get don't patty cake. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Exodus chapter 14. Look at verse 30. It says, thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians died upon the seashore. And Israel saw that the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Now just listen to that. Listen to that. See, because this is a demonstration of how God shows you what he's doing. He says right here, verse 31, and Israel saw the great work, which what? The Lord did upon Egyptians is a prototype of the world. It's the things that we go through. Amen. So you already seen the work that the Lord did upon the Egyptians, the enemies in your life. You already saw that. This is the unique part about God. He don't tell you to obey him without demonstrating to you he's worthy to be obeyed. He don't say praise him without demonstrating that he's worthy to be praised. So he busts a move in your life. He heal you. He deliver you. Set you free. So there's no reason why you would not. I mean, all things being equal, if, like mom and them told us when we were, boy, if anybody give you something, what you supposed to say? Thank you. Well, God said, I did this for you. What you supposed to say? That's all he talking about. You... But he says right here, and Israel saw that the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. Wait, no, let's mess that up. The Christian house of prayer saw the great work which the Lord did upon my problems. Now let's break that up. Pastor saw, because he's got to get personal now. Because see, if we take it too far, I ain't never been to Israel, man. What you talking about? What Israel got to do with me? See, you got to know how to convert. This is what he teaches for you, for your learning. So you put yourself in there. You saw the great work he did on your wife. He saw the great work he did on your husband. You saw the great work he did on your children. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. He says, and Israel saw the great work which he did upon the Egyptians. And the people what? See, we fear the Lord in terms of we respect him, not scared of him. I respect him now because I saw the work. Now, if I got a God keep promising me he's going to work, and I never saw the work, that could be a reason why you don't worship, you don't praise him, you don't serve him, you don't give, because you never saw nothing. So now we just got a lack of faith. And we can work with your faith, because faith comes by. So you keep coming, you'll hear something to make your faith. But that ain't this issue. You saw it. So I'm not dealing with your faith. I'm dealing with your attitude now. This ain't got nothing to do with your faith. He says, and Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord. What? And believed the Lord. Not only did they fear or respect the Lord, now they believe. You can't help but believe him. He did it. If somebody said they're going to do something for you and they do it, you believe that they will do whatever. He says, and they believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Some of y'all should be believing the pastor. Look, oh, come on now. I got to get in there. If I'm preaching this right and I'm talking what the, you should, if we doing it, you looking at it and it's happening, why won't you believe? I don't know, but I ain't, open your eyes. Don't make me go back and get that text, because it's in there now, because chapter 13, he said in verse 15, that they wouldn't open their eyes. They closed their eyes. Watch this. Some folk don't want to do it. You can tell me every reason why you ain't doing it, but you don't want to do it. Because you close your own eyes. Because if you couldn't see at all, then I can understand why you didn't see what I'm talking about. If you couldn't, come on somebody. But if you can see anything, you can see this if you choose to. You just choose not to see it. Come on, just be honest. I ain't trying to hear you. I ain't trying to do what you're talking about. Because it ain't that I don't understand it. It ain't that I don't see it. I'm just not going to do it. Some folk just don't want to get right. They don't want to stop the two relationships. They don't want, come on now. I understand what you're saying. I know the rules. I just don't want to stop. Well, say that then. Now the angels of God is released to deal with you. And you won't have to waste my time. We arguing with some folks that they refuse to do right. See, I can't make you do a person persuaded against their will is of the same persuasion still. I can't make you do what you ain't going to do. I mean, I can teach it, flip it, turn it around, turn it sideways. You done made up your mind. It don't make a difference what I say. You ain't going to do it. I got to be able to live with the truth now. Not you. I see you already have settled it. I'm the one still trying to work it. But I got to settle the fact that you ain't trying to do it. Am I helping anybody? So watch this. Verse 30, he says, and the Israel saw that the great work which the Lord had did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Verse 15, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, and the horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. See, when you begin to hear what God is saying and begin to obey, God comes through and show you, I could have did this long time ago. I had this figured out all the time. You just wouldn't release me by obeying me. Therefore, I couldn't overthrow the enemy that was holding your stuff back. And you're persistent in doing it your way because you either scared or you just in denial or defiance. You just ain't going to do it. So at that point, I can't rebuke the enemy for your sake. I can't be your God because you refuse to comply. Let me give you one more scripture. Y'all going to have to come back next Sunday. See, you got to raise your praise. See, the raising of the praise is the singing and the dancing. Come on, somebody. It's the thanksgiving. See, this is what blessed the Lord, because anytime you obey and comply to the Lord, this is what David said, and the Lord receives my worship. Well, what do you mean, David? How did the Lord receive your worship? Because through my obedience and my praise, I'm showing the Lord I reverence and respect you. Some of us talking about we love God, but you won't even do what I say. He said, how can you call me Lord, Lord, and you won't even... That's lip service. I can't get no true worship out of you, which is equated in your obedience or submission to me. So really, that ain't no sacrifice of praise you giving, because it don't lead to you obeying me. See, the true worship is when I say, yes, Lord. Not my will, but let God say, now that's worship. See, that singing and all that, if all that you do and walk out, that was in your flesh. I mean, you did get excited. We got emotional and we sweated some. That's inspirational. But if it did not lend to you obeying me when you leave, it never converted into worship. See, the true worshipers, that's what the Bible said. Worship in spirit and in truth. That's the true worshiper. So that's indicating that you can have some false worshipers. I ain't saying they don't go to church. I didn't say they didn't sing the song. But it did not lead to them obeying. Come on, church. Let's come on up. Let's raise our praise. Everything we're doing, me pushing you and drilling you, is for you to let go the old and put on the new. I'm not doing this just to be saying something. I'm trying to convert us into the will of God so you can experience heaven on earth. And you can't make heaven. Some folk thinking they making heaven on earth. Why? Because they got this, they got that, or because you look good, or you look because of how you got your hair. That don't mean you got heaven. That just means you got a good hairstylist. Come on, somebody. You got a nice suit on. You went to the right place. That don't mean you got heaven. It's an inside job. See, I can tell when heaven done hit our house. You ain't cussing me out. You ain't tripping no more. You ain't doing this. You ain't stealing the money. You ain't let the woman go. You let the man go. Heaven is on earth now. Don't tell me by heaven and you still got her. All right. Well, you know, I'm still the Lord, but I ain't convicted by letting her go. That's, you ain't broken, Doc. That's just remorse. You just mad because I caught you. You ain't trying to let her go. Because if you really repented, she got to go because I'm trying to get right with God. If I'm still keeping that lover, then I can't have this lover. God says I'm a jealous God. You ain't going to love both of us. He said you can't love man. Come on, somebody. You're going to have to get your affections right. That's why the Bible says set your affections on things above. He didn't say your emotions. Because see, whatever your affections is, that's what you're going to give yourself to. I can tell what you like. Let me go check your record. All right. Let me go check your visitations. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Let's go check your email. Yeah. Give me your checkbook. Yeah. I can tell you who you really like. Yeah. I look and there ain't nothing saying God. Yeah. Everybody else getting something but God. Yeah. But I love him. All right. Come on, let's get down to business. Let's just be honest. You don't love him like you think you do. Now I'm going to show you who you really love. You love Blockbuster. Come on, somebody. You love the car. Come on. You love the clothes, folk. You love, but you couldn't love God like that. Nowhere in your checkbook reflect that love. This is, if I don't preach it right, you'll think you're right. And you'll keep walking around thinking you're doing all right and never wonder why God ain't blessing you, won't talk to you. Because you won't comply to him. Why would I talk to you if you ain't going to obey? What's the purpose of me talking to you? You ain't going to do what I say. I might as well talk to somebody else. Come on, y'all. Lighten up. I ain't got but two more minutes. I got two more minutes. Lighten up on me. Lighten up on me. Go to Psalms 96. This is, we out of here. It's my last text. Is this all right? I love y'all. I got to give an account to God that I want to let the devil have an advantage over us. Now, after I tell you, like I told you last week, I'm not responsible for what you hear. I'm only responsible for what I say. Now, you can do with what you want to do with what I say. And you can act like God ain't real if you want to. And you can frustrate his grace until one day you wake up and it done hit you. And now you're going to want to get right, but it's going to be too late. And all that stuff, watch this, all the stuff the enemy has been trying to put on you that God has been holding back from you, if you frustrate that grace, the dam lifts. You better keep the grace on your life, because all the stuff that could have happened to you is because God's grace wouldn't let it happen. And you're going to act like you don't know. I'll be paying tithes on next week. I'll be wanting to serve in another. I'm trying to keep the grace that would have destroyed me. Come on, so I got to get real. It would have destroyed me and it will destroy you. You know, the stuff that didn't get exposed, didn't get revealed, he didn't let happen, that's because of the grace. But if you frustrate, if nothing else, pay for the grace. If you don't love God, keep the grace up on me. While I'm acting a fool, cover me. Because if he lift that grace, now act like you don't know. Psalm 96 and we out of here. Verse 4, it says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathens and his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. And you notice they put the all gods, little g. Them the gods you got. You know, cigarettes, pornography. Come on, them gods. Oh, adultery. Them gods. Things that you do independent of the will of God. They become God in your life. So he said he deserved to be praised above all. You worship somebody. I'm just trying to figure out who. You worship. You know, when you go down there and do what you do, that's called worship. When you go knock on her door, that's called worship. Yeah, you worship. I'm just trying to figure out who you worship. Oh, come on. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Come on, don't patty cake. Act like you're thankful. Act like you're grateful. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for keeping us, God. Thank you for watching over us, God. Thank you for not letting us have ourselves, God. Save me from me, oh God. Glory be to God. I'm thankful and grateful. I'm just like you. I'm grateful and thankful for the goodness of God. His covering over our life. That I get to see my children and my children's children. Because of the mercies of God. If it had not been for the mercies of God, where would I be? I wouldn't have been here. I can give you that one. Now, we'll figure out the rest of them. But if it wasn't the mercies of God, this was not the destination. In my independent living, I wasn't going to preach nothing. I wasn't trying to live to preach. But this is the mercies of God, just like in your life. You're on your job, you got your houses, you're living and going and going and being. That's because of the mercies of God. If the Lord would have not covered you, where would you be? He deserve a praise. Don't patty cake. He deserve a thank you, somebody. I mean, he's worthy of a thank you this morning. You got to say thank you. I mean, you ain't that tough. You ain't that bad that you can't say thank you. And you ain't that honorary. See, it takes an honorary person to not say thank you. And they understand what happened. And I love God more than I love you. I ain't scared of you, but I'm in the right place. I'm even in God's house and won't say thank you. I mean, if I was outside riding by the dope place, I'm not going to. It's a chance I may not thank God, but I'm in God's house. And I got the audacity to not say thank you. The Bible says it's a serious thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. Listen, just...